This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Richard will hold. Shot clock start. Chop this one up for the Gators. Chop up an SEC tournament championship for Florida. 86-77 is the final score. Florida wins the SEC tournament for the first time since 2014.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got Zach Wolchuk with us for the next 3 days. Unless today doesn't go well. Our initial reactions, overreactions, and predictions for the, I'm just kidding, for the March
such a poor start.
Madness bracket. But also, got a couple of other things for you. Go ahead and send in. You already have radical Final Four picks. Great. Are you going to be like CBS and pick nothing but one and two seeds to make the Elite Eight and only pick the one seeds to make the Final Four? Well, that's a decision as well. Somebody asked about Dane Dunning, and I don't think we talked about Dane Dunning enough in the last segment. I think Dane Dunning is there ready to go, but I think Dane Dunning was there. Let's get into the season and see when we have to use him, because obviously you're going to need at least, it feels like, 8 to 10 pitchers or whatever the case might be. And so I don't think they were ready to use him as a starter straight away. We talked with Dane Dunning a lot at spring training. He's got in phenomenal shape. He has one of the best pitching minds I've ever talked
Super
to.
Super smart dude.
And so I think he will be available. My guess wouldn't be at the very start of the season.
I think you're right. I think that they like him as, you know, a long reliever, especially if you've got a Malley or a DeGrom, or, and I'm just using them as examples, but guys that, even if it's a lighter, like, could he be in a tandem?
Yeah.
So if you do have to have lighter start in place or a rocker, you know, lighter yesterday, I think, had 80 pitches through four innings. That's been an issue for him, right? He gets ahead of the count, and the next thing you know, a guy's drawn a walk. I think he walked the ninth batter yesterday twice. So if you've got Leiter who's not, you know, maximizing his pitches where he needs to be, and now he can only go three or four innings, now you've got Dane Dunning who can go ahead and alleviate that, so you're not just taxing the bullpen.
And then in other news that might shock some people this morning, if you haven't already heard, the Bengals are going to pay all of the people all of the money. They gave Ja'Marr Chase a four-year, $161 million deal that includes $112 million guaranteed. And then they gave T. Higgins 4 years, $115 million that per Fox Sports is guaranteed for the first 2 years. We're going to get into wide receiver tandems later, but are y'all surprised that the Bengals followed Joe Burrow's advice and said, the hell with it, let's just give you all of the money?
I am a little bit, yeah. And I'm happy that they did. I mean, go ahead and end up, you know, making your quarterback happy. But I did think if this was an either or, if it's you keep Trey Hendrickson or you keep a T. Higgins, you need to go ahead and help that defensive side of the football.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson led the league in sacks. He's probably been one of the more underrated defensive ends throughout his career. Your defense was an Achilles heel last year.
Oh, my God. It's
like
the
you're
worst.
Paying, and I do believe in Joe Burrow. I think he's a top three quarterback. You pay Ja'Marr Chase. You give him his number one target. But with all due respect to T. Higgins, go ahead and trade him then if that's the case. I mean, building from the outside in, especially when you've got an offensive line that I think you're putting the 28th most amount of financial resources in, it's a little weird what they're doing. But if they can keep all three, good on you.
Now we move to college basketball. Do you guys already have ridiculously early Final Four picks? I'm curious if people get the bracket on Sunday night, make their picks, and they're like, I'm not looking back. I'm going to outthink myself, and I'm going to end up making changes that I didn't want to change to begin with. And were you guys in on college basketball over the weekend? Obviously, I cared about college basketball a lot, especially since I broke on Thursday and fell apart as a human being. But I was able to get it back together and watch Duke win the ACC tournament.
There was a lot to unpack there. I was still trying to recover from the whole incident that we had to replay about six times on Friday over the PA speakers at the Dallas Card Show. That was awesome. But yeah.
And then the idea of having people win stuff at the Dallas Card Show by coming up in a commercial break and saying, repeat what Kevin said. And somebody walked up while we were talking, goes, are you guys in commercial? And we're like, we're... Like, you can see us talking right now, right? We're not.
That is amazing.
So,
and it was cool to be at the Dallas Card Show yesterday because that was kind of the talk of the town. Everybody was after some of those premier college players,
yes,
trying to collect their stuff. And people were just, you know, kind of just conversing about all the different madness and people already getting hyped about it. So it was kind of hard to avoid it if I was trying to at all this weekend. It was just everywhere all at once. But I think I'm going to sit down and make the official bracket tonight. I think that's what we're going to do. And I know we always do our company bracket too, that I always end up getting totally destroyed within probably 2 days. Oh. So yeah, I've never been good at these things, but I still do it because it's really fun.
Tomorrow I will have helpful hints for people picking their brackets, trends that maybe they didn't know about to help them get through.
I need that help.
Okay, because a lot of people, when it comes to college basketball, learned that it exists yesterday for the year. Is that fair to say? Look, I love college basketball, but I can accept that most people don't care.
Yes, I am one of those people that I'm definitely not paying attention while football is going on. It's kind of as soon as the Super Bowl's over. Now I'm going to pivot to college basketball.
Okay. All right. So the SEC, most teams ever in the tournament with 14.
Unbelievable.
Previous record, 11. So they smashed that record. The ACC on the flip side, they got four teams. Their least selections in since 2013. And they even got an extra bonus team that shouldn't have been in the tournament in North Carolina. We can talk about that in just a second. I mean, it was amazing that both North Carolina and Texas made it in.
I thought
Texas A&M helped clear the way for Texas by being like, hey, you can beat us again. And so I think that got them in. I was surprised that North Carolina made it from the 3-2-1. Duke getting bounced before the Sweet 16 is my major upset on my bracket. If you think what I did before was bad, if that game is happening while our show is on, you will hear me completely melt down.
You won't be paying any attention?
I'll try to pay attention to the show. I really will. We'll see how it goes. All right. Do you guys have... I know, Alec, you said you're going to work on it tonight. Do you have early, preposterous Final Four picks for me, Woolchuck?
I think that the most preposterous.
Close enough.
Did I nail it?
Nope.
Well, how? Say it for me one more time.
Preposterous.
Preposterous.
You're saying preposterous.
What, I'm saying
preposterous.
There's an R in there.
Yes.
Preposterous.
Hey.
Yeah.
It took a village, but we got
Woo!
There.
We're learning and we're growing together.
I'm thinking pretty chalky on this one. Not going to lie to you, my friend. I'm going Texas Tech as the 3 seed to make it.
Ooh, I like that over Florida.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I've got Texas Tech in there. I do have Houston. I do have your Duke Blue Devils in the Final Four. And then I think we're rocking
the South.
The tough one to me is like Iowa State. I could see as another three seed making a run, but then you've got Michigan State and Auburn.
I will just warn you about Iowa State is they have lost Keshawn Gilbert,
yes,
for the tournament. So he's phenomenal. So I don't know how much that's going to kind of torpedo their run to the Final Four.
I think it's been torpedoed, but I kind of went very chalky on this. I did go Houston, Duke, Auburn, Texas Tech.
Okay.
And I might pivot and take Michigan State over Auburn.
Yeah, here's the thing, and this is another thing maybe that should come up in your lists of do's and don'ts. I hold the past the way I shouldn't when I make picks, because I know everyone's like, oh, Michigan State always gets it done. One year I picked them to win it all and they lost in the first round. And for some reason, I've been hesitant to pick them again ever since then. Yeah. Even though, like, get over it and move on.
No.
And yet here
I think that stuff kind of lingers with you. Purdue was one of those teams for me.
Was that the year they lost to the 16
yes.
seed?
And then what happened was they totally bounced back. Virginia. And that's why, like, I'm kind of liking Auburn, because Auburn was a team last year going into the tournament. I thought, okay, the Ken Pom stuff, like, they're kind of fitting everything that you need in a champion.
Yeah.
And they have an early exit. But we've seen from Virginia, we've seen from Purdue. There's probably some other teams that I'm missing here that end up having an early exit, and they rectify that.
Yeah.
They use that as motivation. And I think Bruce Pearl and Auburn will end up making a deep run, at least to the Elite Eight this year. But that is going to be a tough matchup if they do have to play the Spartans.
From the 2-1-4, North Carolina is 1-12 against quad one teams this year. Now, this is a serious question, not just for this person, but for everybody. Before it got talked about in the selection shows, did you care or know what a quad one team was?
Well, I know that the Eagles probably have the best quad backfield now.
Oh, that's a different thing.
You know, when it comes, like, how do they get the name the Quads?
That is a cool name.
Like, where's this the quad stuff?
Because it's a breakdown of four.
Okay. But we have two quads, not four quads. You get this? Like, I don't really understand. Maybe I'm just leaning into the show and trying to fill the cast of characters that I'm in for.
Please don't.
But that is one that I've never really understood, why we call this, like, we're getting a quad victory.
Mm-hmm.
Even
though I just...
So is it top fours?
Yeah, it's a breakdown of the entirety of college basketball in chunks of four.
And that has to do with mathematics.
Yes, it does.
And that's where I fail.
Oh, okay. Well...
But together, you're strong in that,
huh.
So you are filling my weakness,
mm-hmm.
And now we can take over the world.
From the 469, Kevin, send me your bracket. I will pay you one whole American dollar. So I don't even have to win or anything. I just need to send you my
one
bracket.
One whole dollar.
Hell yeah. Man, I'll be all about that. If people are like, I will give you a dollar for your bracket, I'll be like, fantastic. Here's one for you. Here's one for you. If you want me to customize a bracket just for you, like, you know what? I'm going to be like the Chat GPT of brackets.
Yeah.
So I want you to be like, hey, write me out a bracket where Liberty makes it to the Elite Eight. And I'll be like, okay, got it. And I will put together a bracket just for you, and it won't prevent me from advancing Liberty any further. But we can make that happen. My services would absolutely be up for sale for that. From the 214, Louisville, no doubt, is going to go to the Final Four. From the 214, they got effed over with that number 8 seed.
They did.
I agree with you about that.
They're opening with Creighton, right? That's a tough matchup.
And then you jump right into, obviously, having to play, I'm assuming, a number 1 seed if you make it to the second round.
But they're basically playing a home game, right? Isn't that in Lexington?
Is it?
I think so. I think it kind of worked out as a home game for them.
Okay. So are you calling for the upset right there? You want to make it happen?
Maybe.
It's at Rupp Arena. You're right. Fantastic.
There it is.
From the 469, Auburn is going to win the men's tournament, and TCU is going to win the women's tournament. You've got TCU fever. Have we all got TCU fever? Great seed for TCU going in to the women's tournament. Are you excited about that?
I am. I think that the women's tournament's been ramping up the last couple of years. You still have some really big stars like Juju Watkins, and then, of course, with Haley Von Lith and TCU.
Yep.
So South Carolina, probably going to be very, very difficult to beat again. But I do think TCU getting the highest seed in program history, we're definitely pulling for the Frogs. And Texas is really good.
Now, I saw somebody text this in, and watching this was really fun. The 972, I watched Selection Sunday, and this must be mentioned. The absurdity of the North Carolina AD being on the committee is preposterous. And then trying to explain some BS excuse. All right, so let's go to cut number 14. This is Bubba Cunningham, but my favorite part was right before this, and I think it was Seth who said, now I know all of the precautions that you go through, but why don't you tell everybody what they were? It felt very much when somebody's like, hey, do you like quantum physics? Yeah, it's really complicated and neat. What do you think about quantum physics? Like, as long as you didn't have a follow-up question, I'll give you that answer. And so Seth was like, nah, I know all the things, but Bubba, why don't you go ahead and tell us? So this is the AD of North Carolina telling us how he totally, definitely, probably was not in the room for that.
Well, thanks, Seth. And obviously, I'm going to defer that to Keith. But, you know, all the policies and procedures were followed, and Keith can address exactly how North Carolina was discussed, because I was not in the room for any of that.
Not in the room for any of it. Well, Chuck, do you believe that he was not in the room for any of it? And what do they have, like a security guard monitoring that? He's like, hey, Bubba, gotta go.
I don't really believe it. And I think that the part that made it less believable is when they're like, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate you giving us the platform to answer this great question, Seth. Thank you so much. Like, guys, it was just like a predetermined answer that we're getting already. And then it all ends up being because, hey, in that American conference, thank goodness that Memphis won and UAB lost.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that and UAB wins, they get the automatic bid. We're putting Memphis in and North Carolina, sorry, you're not in anymore.
You're right. And this is so true. This is the time of year people like act like they know the teams and the players when they just heard someone on TV talk about it. That is one thing that's
true.
Sometimes annoys me because I always lose to those people who are like, oh, I like this team. They're fun. And I was like, what does that mean? They're fun.
Yeah.
Didn't watch college basketball all year. Inevitably lose to that person. And it is disappointing. So I'll give you my bracket. Just know that it's probably going to lose and it's probably going to have Duke and Florida in the finals.